Welcome to Local Music Somewhere, where your voice is always heard. On our Beats radio and media streaming service for today's hot and trending topics. Now let's get into it.
What's going on, our Beats fam? Welcome to another segment of Local Music Somewhere with your host, Greasy Keys. I'm here today with a couple of great folks. I have Miss Emma Freeze and Connor Hausman of the band Cassetiquette. And we're going to talk a little bit about the band and how you guys kind of got started and what you guys got coming up. Welcome to the studio.
Thanks, man. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you for having
us. Very cool.
Super excited to be here.
So the band Cassetiquette, so tell me a little bit about the background there. Like, how did you guys meet and where'd the band name come from?
So I played in other bands, kind of playing around with like the business people and stuff like that. And then we ended up taking hiatus and parting ways. And then after COVID, I kind of had all these songs that I wanted to play. And Hyatt Merrill from the business people, we were like, let's try to do it. And then we got a drummer in, started messing around. And then Emma works at Ground Crew Sound with me.
Yes.
So she is an amazing piano player. And I was hey, do you want to slide in here?
Join a band, huh?
Yeah.
So Connor, you've had a lot of experience playing with bands over the past few years, and I've known you in the scene for a while. Emma, my first time meeting you.
Yeah.
So it's very cool to kind of meet you and welcome you into the scene and stuff. So tell us about yourself and your musical background.
Yeah. So I actually went to Queen's University of Charlotte and studied music there.
Fantastic.
I have played piano pretty much all my life. I started when I was like 6 years old and loved it ever since. It's like my biggest passion.
Right.
So once I graduated from Queen's, I just knew I was like, I want to pursue this full time. So I've got multiple jobs as a musician does, but just like working at the studio with Connor, which is so fun. And then I like lead worship at my church and then teach piano lessons. So yeah.
So I can relate to all those facets of your musical career, being a piano player as well. So are you classically trained?
Yes.
Describe yourself? So with that sort of background, I know with my experience is like if you're classically trained, playing like pop music, rock music may be more challenging because, you know, you're not so ear reliant. But tell us about your background with that. Like, how do you balance playing by ear versus by sheet music?
Yeah. That definitely was something that I had to get used to.
Yeah, right.
Like joining the band.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, where's the sheet music?
Right.
But yeah, I've tried to just like teach myself how to hear better and train my ear. And I feel like the band has helped me so much, like grow in that area.
She didn't need much help. She was pretty
cool. I'm sure. You've been playing your whole life. Exactly. I'm sure the transition wasn't impossible, but I can understand that it could be a challenge, you know, to go from reading sheet music and knowing what you're going to be playing versus kind of playing off the cuff or maybe by ear and developing your own parts.
Exactly.
So that's really cool.
I'm still learning, but it's so fun.
Always learning. So you both work at Ground Crew Studio, which is a fantastic sound production studio here in town. You guys do everything from voiceover recording to sound design for movies and film, right?
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that.
We cast a lot of voiceover for commercial stuff, ranging from like Harris Teeter to NASCAR to anything in between. Do a lot of commercial stuff there. And then we also do a lot of ADR for a lot of production companies out of West Coast and Atlanta. So we get to work on some pretty cool projects.
That's awesome.
A lot of which I can't
I love
about.
That. I understand. That's understandable. So how did you guys meet and decide to form a band?
So she actually interned for my dad at Hot Saki.
Right.
And so I met her then and she kind of did some scoring with him and just kind of got like on the ropes for all that.
Oh,
and then
fantastic.
I realized how good she was.
Yeah.
She's super nice and easy to work with. So I was like, it seemed kind of like a
Thanks,
natural.
Buddy.
No, you hang up.
So yeah, it's funny how, you know, you could be as talented as anybody, but if you're easy to work with and get along well with people, that is a huge
I've definitely learned that is that's the most important thing of any band
is
kind of
really
having people that you trust and you can work through things with, because there's always gonna be stuff that comes up.
Sure.
You guys being able to talk it over and just kind of be level with each other is kind of the most important thing, I think.
And it's not easy to find.
No.
It's true.
I feel like with us, it was helpful because we were friends first and coworkers. Right. So it's like we knew each other so well.
Yeah. It's just kind of another thing that we're involved with each other.
Yeah, so. Very cool. So Kasetiquette as a band, pretty new to the scene. Yeah. We were just talking a little bit before the show. You guys have played, what, 3 shows so far?
Yeah, we played Petra's and Snug Harbor a couple times, and then things have been kind of moving forward pretty quickly for us.
That's
which
great.
Is awesome. And so we're kind of starting to book out more. We're booking out and throughout the year now and just kind of trying to move as quickly as we can, really.
Right.
And just keep stuff booked and keep having fun.
Booking shows, working on an EP, you say, right?
Yeah,
right.
We're going into Susu Studios with Jason Scavone next month. So
fantastic.
We have 6 days booked right now, and so we'll be releasing singles before the end of the year.
Brilliant.
And just kind of starting to do all the things, like post on social media and do all the stuff that I forget to do a lot.
It is a whole other side of the business, you know, besides just playing gigs is your social media
music
content.
Music industry has definitely changed a lot.
Right.
Yeah.
So with your recording, you guys, is it going to be EP length, like 6 songs you said? Or
yeah, I think we're going to do 5 or 6.
5 or 6.
Yeah, 5 is the goal. If we can get 5 knocked out and have extra time, we'll do 6.
And then release them as singles?
Yeah, I'll probably release like 3 singles and then do like an EP release party kind of thing sometime next year and just kind of try to make
so
it
fun.
Yeah, that's exciting. Very cool. So how would you describe the sound of your band, like your music?
Indie pop rock. We've gotten compared to like Band of Horses.
That's awesome.
We take a lot of inspiration from like Death Cab for Cutie.
Ben Gibbard's kind of my hero. Kind of in that range where it's like try to make some of the music sound happy while also kind of, if you listen, where it's pretty sad.
Right.
Intense.
Yeah.
Intense.
Very cool.
But.
Well, you guys are just starting out, but you're already kind of getting some media attention. You know, we got you here at Our Beats.
You were
recently folks are featured in QC Nerve, right?
Yeah, so that was kind of random.
How was that? You guys are on the cover of QC Nerve, which is a really popular
music. Yeah, I didn't know
music.
They were going to be on the cover at all. Justin LaFrancois from QC Nerve reached out. He's like, hey, do you want to do a quick write-up? And I was like, that's super cool. We're just starting out. And we did a little interview with Ann over there. And when I went to go pick up the paper, I was like, oh, I'm on the front. That's so cool. Pretty wild.
That's me.
I was like, Mom, guess what?
I love that.
Yeah.
What do you guys see, what sets you apart from other bands in the scene, or where do you guys sort of see yourself fitting in with the local, original music scene?
I think something that kind of sets us apart is that while our songs can be harder topics and stuff like that, I can't help but fill in between with being weird and just being us. We're just kind of goofy from the get-go, so we're gonna say some probably stupid things at some point. So come to our shows, you want to hear me make a fool of myself. No, I think we just genuinely put fun at the center of it, and I think we're all just kind of a little family, and it's
I love that
beyond that music and everything else.
And homies. Your lyrics are really good.
Stop it.
He writes some good
stop
stuff.
It.
I was going to say, so with your songwriting process, how does that come? Like you mentioned, like you kind of had a backlog of material that you had written with some other folks maybe and sort of, you know, kind of bring that back to light. Or are you guys writing brand new things? Tell us about your process.
I have a journal that I just kind of write random snippets of stuff in, and when I'm writing a new song, I'll just kind of go through it and be like, oh, that was cool, or pull something from there and just this then. But a lot of times when I'm writing a new song, I'll just kind of let the melodies form, and then some words will come out and I'll be like, that's what this is about, you know, and I kind of go from there.
So primarily your song so far, you've been the primary songwriter.
Yeah, Emma, we're working on a Emma Freeze original right now.
Oh,
it's
going to
be pretty cool. Pretty excited about that one. But so far, it's been mainly me bringing the bones to the band and then pushing it out and really making them whole.
It's been really collaborative, I feel like. Which
I would imagine
awesome.
So.
Yeah. Connor will come to practice with like a guitar riff and some lyrics, and then he'll be like, y'all write your own parts, which to me
like,
is so fun because I'm just like, oh, yes.
Yeah.
I feel like we all kind of write them together, which is really cool. It's like we're all creating art.
It's a joint
and
effort.
It's ours. And
art.
It really
awesome.
Is. Yeah. That's great to hear. So I know you guys haven't played out many gigs, but any fun, memorable, or unforgettable experiences at a live show yet? Anything crazy happen?
I mean, our last show at Snug was a blast.
Yeah,
I remember
we had a really good time.
We did the cover, The Tears for Fears.
Yeah,
Everybody Wants
we,
to
we
Rule
try
the
to
World.
Do like
oh,
one
fantastic.
Cover every show just to kind of throw one out. We did Tears for Fears, and that went really well.
I remember looking out and seeing like the disco ball going and everyone cheering, and then I knew I was like, this is really fun.
I mean, it's Tears for Fears.
I like, know, right?
It doesn't get much better than that. So true. I kind of pulled a cheat card on that one.
And I love the name Connecticut. Again, we phonetically a wonderful word to say.
It's like Mississippi.
It is.
You just kind of have to, every time there's an option for two letters, you just have to double
fun
it.
Fun to say, maybe a little tricky to spell.
Yes.
Right? Kind of long on the font.
Yeah,
but
in the beginning, I was like, how is it spelled? I had to like decide. You know,
make
I was
your
like,
own
I'm
word.
Making up this word. This
exactly.
is whatever I want.
So what is the inspiration of the name?
Because funny, it's a funny story.
I'm gonna say, because are you guys old enough to have used cassettes? You know,
oh yeah,
okay, good,
barely. But I was there. No, my bass player Hyatt Burrell, who I started the whole thing with, we were sitting at his house. We would cook dinner and drink beers in his backyard, and we're inside cooking something, and his cat is named Cassette, is the coolest cat you've ever met in your entire life, and I'd had a few drinks, and I was like, man, Cassette's got such good etiquette, dude. It's such a polite, nice cat. And
I love
like,
your drunk voice. Con.
So and he was like, that's great. And then his wife was like, how do you spell it? And I was like, stop it.
How do you spell that? Yeah. It's funny, because I just happened to see a headline recently, actually, an article talking about Cassette etiquette.
Really?
As an actual thing. You know, it's like, oh, you got to rewind your cassettes.
I'm glad they didn't steal the name.
I know, right? Get on that trademark while you can, right?
Yeah, right.
That's fantastic.
Do you know any lawyers? Or?
Yes, I do. I can get you in touch with
perfect,
someone. No worries
perfect.
On that.
I can't pay anything.
Well, that might be the problem. It's not cheap. Right. So going into the studio with Jason Scavone, at Susu, you say maybe like 5 or 6 songs.
Yeah.
So when you go in, like I know, is he going to be working as a producer or engineer?
Yeah, he's going to be kind of doing it.
Oh, good.
All of it. Yeah, he's going to be producing. That was kind of one of the main reasons I wanted him, because I've been a fan of Jason for a long time, and he's one of my favorite singer-songwriters in the state. So having the opportunity
and
to work
it really
with
is
him
in the state. It's a great way to put it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I've worked with Jason in many capacities in the studio and outside of the studio, and I've seen him. Yeah, he's definitely a person that you want to listen to.
Yeah.
You know, he is very cool about if you want him just to wear the engineer hat, he's more than happy to do that. But
yeah,
I think you're, you know, missing the boat with a talent if he has anything to say. You know, listen to him and follow his direction.
He said the same thing. He's like, I can just push the buttons if you want.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm not going to waste your time.
Well, I think it's really wise. Really wise of you guys. He utilizes him that way. So I think that's really great.
Call me wise.
you guys are going to perform for us here in a few minutes, but Connor, I want to show us your guitar you have made. It's a custom Jack Cobbs guitar.
Tell us
a little bit about the Jack Cobbs guitar.
So I've had this guitar for like almost 15 years.
That's great.
I spent all of my high school graduation money on it, which my mom did not approve of, but my dad being who he is was like, yeah, man, buy it once.
Yeah, right.
I've played this guitar. I've written most of my songs on it. It's a beast.
It's a beautiful guitar and one of a kind, really, right?
Yeah.
Cobbs.
All of his are pretty much one of
them. Yeah, Jack Cobbs is a local luthier. A guitarist in his own right, but his luthier work is just amazing.
Yeah,
he's built several guitars that I've seen local artists use and even national artists. And so it was really cool to walk in and see you playing. And honestly, and it's kind of vintage now, 15-year-old guitar, and it looks like it's held up well. And
yeah, I've taken pretty good care of it.
Does he service it for you? Like,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, take it back to the dude who made it. He's going to treat it right.
That's wise. Know? That's wise. Very cool. So, you guys have a favorite song in your repertoire that you're most excited about, like to record or to play live?
The one we're going to perform today.
Oh, yeah, very cool.
I think Thelma's a pretty good one. Also excited about Dreams. Mm-hmm. And then Disintegrate's that's more upbeat, pretty fun.
Very cool.
Kind of pop rock tune.
So, I know you said you're recording 4 or 5 songs for the EP, but when you play a live set, are you guys playing like 45-minute, hour-long sets, you know,
yeah,
throwing
kind
a couple
of
covers.
We're looking to play some of our gigs. You know, some local shows have shorter windows where you can kind of set up, tear down. So sometimes it ends up only being like 35 minutes
right.
or so.
Yeah.
But we try to fit in as much as we can.
Right. That's great. And speaking of shows, so you guys, it's Thursday today, but you guys have a show coming up this Saturday, right?
Yes.
Tell us about that.
We're going to be at Wooden Robot in Noda, the chamber location.
Mm-hmm.
It's for their big 9th anniversary party, which we're just stoked that we get to be part of that.
Very cool.
There's going to be puppies there.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
They have a rescue event earlier in the day. It's going to be pretty cool.
Are you guys going to be the only band featured, or is it going to be like...
No, we have DJ Smitty's
fantastic.
Opening up, and then we have Regents, we have Noir Noir and Moonshaker, and there's like, it's a pretty good lineup. Noir Noir we share a practice space with, so we're pretty excited to finally play
I love
a show
that. Yeah. Yeah, very cool.
But, I love that.
Yeah, so it should be pretty fun.
So who are some of your songwriting influences, would you say?
I love Ben Gibbard. I said that already. Yeah. Glenn Hansard from The Frames was kind of a big one growing up. I love The Strokes, that whole genre, Two Door Cinema Club, kind of all over. I'm kind of
all
over
the place.
We were
listening to them on
the
way over here.
I was like, man, I've been on a Two Door kick, and she's like, major. I was like, that's a good sign.
But, that's very cool.
Yeah, but I think Ben Gibbard and just his lyricism, and while keeping it poignant, but also having the music make it fun and relatable is kind of the
right
where I'm aiming most of the time.
Yeah, I love Death Cab, but I've also really enjoyed was Postal Service.
Yes.
Oh man,
dude, I just saw them come through Death Cab and Postal Service in Raleigh.
They really? They played a show? Oh, I didn't.
Yeah.
Oh man,
it was incredible.
That
yeah.
is so cool.
Yeah, Death Cab came out in all black. And then they went back and they came out in all white for Postal Service. It was just so cool.
Oh, that's sick.
But Death Cab went on before Postal Service, huh?
Yeah, it was an interesting choice of lineup. But I was like, Postal Service could be more like moving. So it kind of made sense.
Yeah.
But
I love that. Well, we got a few more minutes before we get into our live performance. Anything else you guys would like to tell us about or share about yourselves or your band or any music coming up?
We got the EP coming up. We have another show booked in November at Snug Harbor. I can't remember the date yet.
Right.
We'll
fantastic.
About it.
I think
so
it's November
9th.
Yeah, please.
Don't quote me on that.
Say again.
November 9th.
November 9th at Snug Harbor.
Yeah.
That's with Jason, right?
Maybe. No,
oh, okay.
I don't know. But then we have we're trying to put together like a kind of party event at, Common Market South End.
Oh, fantastic.
Because there's a whole bunch of bands that kind of came out of that little pocket where Common Market and Fat Burrito and Black Sheep were. It's got like Noir Noir and Phantom Friends. We have Phantom Friends on board for next month. So we're kind of trying to pitch it as a Common Market South End reunion party.
I love that.
So it should be pretty fun. Just got to figure out all the details, but it'll be August 17th.
August 17th.
Saturday.
And I know you said you're getting ready to go into the studio, but do you have hopefully some sort of timeline for your EP release? Like,
So I think we'll probably get a single out, aiming within the month of finishing mixes and everything.
Yeah,
so kind of aiming for early October,
right?
And then just kind of do every 6 weeks, drop a single until it's time to debut the whole thing and
love
see
that.
What people think. And
very cool.
And we're
going to
be still writing originals like in between all of that. I think we have hopes to write 3 more at least. So we have like a good 9 or so in our back pocket.
Fantastic.
But,
for future recordings.
Yeah.
Are you going to release it on cassette? That's my question.
I mean, I feel like it would be pretty
so cool.
Stupid if I didn't.
Right. At least a
nobody
few, right?
To play it,
can you even do
so
that?
Cool.
I know, right?
I got a guy.
Get the little mini.
I don't have a guy.
A little
you
mini
have a guy,
cassette.
Let me know.
Right. Oh, yeah. I just find a cassette player that actually has like a USB out so you can convert cassettes to a WAV file, I guess.
He'll post
cool.
the link for it.
Yeah, right.
He will. We didn't discuss this.
I think if you target something like that, they're like
$10.
It's
at Target. Right. Crazy.
Well, I love all that you guys are here in the studio and sharing with all your stuff. I notice you like to play with Nord, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I'm a Nord artist as well, but you're into... we have a Nord stage here in the studio, but what keyboard do you play?
I play a Nord as well. Yeah. It's an Electro 4D, mm-hmm. I believe. Mm-hmm. And I actually got it from Connor's dad, oh, which right is really on. Special.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Very cool.
And I love it. I play it at every gig.
I mean.
And the sounds that it has.
Oh, yeah.
It's fantastic. Insane. And you can load up different sounds in the library. So I'm just like so excited to find new stuff and try it out.
Preconceptions of them. I was like, it doesn't have like synth sounds and stuff. But I was like, what other website? And I was like, oh. You can just download any patch that you want.
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, they're, you know, keyboard players, you know, we're sort of techie nerds, you know, and so Nord sort of fills that gap. You can literally customize your sound palette from the website. It's pretty, pretty amazing, you know.
And it's cool for me because, like, I grew up playing just a piano.
Yeah.
And so this is a whole new world for me, like playing a keyboard with different sounds.
Yeah.
Because I'm used to just a baby grand.
Right.
So
your palette is just wide open.
Yeah.
I love that. Well, cool. Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to take a short break here in a few minutes and have a word from our friends and sponsors, and you guys can gear up and play a song for us.
How's
that sound?
Let's do it.
Sweet.
All right. We'll be right back after a few minutes. Welcome back to rbeats.com with Local Music Somewhere. Again, my name is Greasy Keys, your host. I'm here with Emma Fries and Connor Hausman of Connecticut, and they're going to play one of their original songs for us.
Howdy, y'all.
Hey.
The song is called Thelma and Louise.
Thank you. crush it up, this heart of mine. Feel the love that falls inside. Step all night to watch it rise. This is love and this is goodbye.
A fantastic job. Thank you, Emma. Thank you, Connor, for coming in. The band is Kasetiquette. Next show is this Saturday at Wooden Robot.
The Chamber.
The Chamber.
The Chamber,
in Noda.
We go on at 7:45.
Yeah, but get there early because the lineup's sick.
Yes.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys again for coming into Our Beats and wishing you all the best and hopefully catch up with you very soon.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
Always remember, with you, we are. Our Beats podcasting crew wants to take this moment to thank you for listening to Our Beats Radio and Media Streaming Network.